right, welcome to the club. It is the Thursday Music Club. Samantha Fisher is with us from Play It Forward, and lots to discuss. It seems like forever since we've spent time together, Sammy.
I'm good, and thank you. I think it's been a month.
Has it been a whole month?
I think so.
You're supposed to talk while I'm sipping the tea.
Well,
that's right.
I was waiting for you to answer.
Then come to the rehearsals. So, all right, we'll get to some music from area artists, which is kind of the gist of what we're doing. But let's talk a bit about Play Forward. What's going on with you and getting musical instruments in the hands of kids that wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity? And for that, you were a goddess. What's the latest?
Oh, my gosh. We've had so many great things happening, especially with Christmas and the holidays. So we had a lot of instrument donations, and I was able to place a lot of instruments prior to Christmas. Two little boys in particular that come to mind, they were recently removed from their home. They were violated by a trusted family member. They're in Safe Connections, and I have a relationship with them, and they had told me about them. They were 8 and 10 years old. In part of their therapy, they had talked about what they wanted to be when they grew up, and they wanted to be guitar players and musicians. So, of course, that's right up our alley.
Guitar players and musicians. Right now, guitar players are yelling at you. We are musicians!
You know what I mean. So they wanted to play guitar and be musicians. So I was contacted, and we put it out there to our supporters and our fans, and we came up with two guitars and two amps and strings and guitar picks and chords. And the family that they were relocated to was going to surprise them Christmas morning with the two pretty sweet guitars. So I'm still kind of really charged up about that. And, of course, that doesn't take away their pain and what they've been through. But we talk a lot about how music heals and music is therapy and therapeutic for these young people. And I do believe that it is. So that's a great example of Play It Forward. Now, we came here today with a violin, a bass guitar, and an acoustic guitar. And
you're
going to
play all at once.
Right. We're getting the band back together. That's what I was telling Josh. But anyway, no. We have a family that's coming today around 2 or 3 o'clock to pick up those items for their three children that have a desire for music. And we're providing that.
What are you looking for? We always want the wish list, too, and see how we can help.
Okay, well, you know we did that thing at Kip Inspired Academy with the kids. Mm-hmm. Mr. Joe Barksdale joined us. We ended up having a great relationship, so thank you.
Oh, he loves you.
For that.
Every time I see him, he thanks me for getting me hooked up with you.
We turned him into a musician is basically what
he's playing at his wedding next month.
Yeah, he's playing in a band. But we put him on stage. I don't know. Him and I went out like 8-9 Mondays in a row. And pretty much now he's a rock star, thanks to Play It Forward. Yeah. And at first he came to meet me, and they're on the stage, and he's looking at me, no, I'm not getting up there. And I just start getting on him. I go, I'm the coach. You get on up there. Let's do this.
This is a member of the St. Louis Rams.
He's one of the offensive linemen, so huge, big,
old boy.
Big guy.
Big he's old not going to clap for a giant imposing figure like that.
He was fantastic, and he's got a lot of talent. So long story short, him and I went to that school together, and he played music and did a Q&A with the kids, and we came in with snare drums. But their goal is to have a drum corps line. So at first I thought that ticket price was going to be about $8,000, and I've actually got it down to $3,000. So that is very high on Play It Forward's party list. If anybody's listening and they want to buy that, we'll even put it in their name, and we'll make it about them, and we just want to get that drum line for these 15 students. They're amazing kids at Kip Academy. They wear uniforms. They're very bright, beautiful children, and they want a drum corps.
We should make it about John. We should make this the John Carney Drum Corps. So let's get our listeners to get it together. Come on.
That's a great idea.
Can they put my name on each of the drums?
Yeah, we'll do all that and the sticks.
I think we need to get this done. I mean, McGraw has a drum with his face on it. So, for goodness sakes, can't we have an entire drum corps in your name? Come on, listeners. Let's get it together. So, how much do we need, Sam?
So, you know, we need a ticket price of about $3,000. Play It Forward. We'll throw in the rest. And we can pull this off. And listen, these instruments will bless these 20 students this year and for hundreds of years to come, or many, many years to come, and hundreds of students. So, this drum corps will be placed in the classroom for each year these students can practice. And my ultimate goal is to get them out there on that Rams field next year and let them do a 2-minute little something.
I love it. All right.
So,
in the middle of the game.
First $200, Sam. First $200 from me.
Nice.
All right. Woo-hoo. So if people you. Listening, now we got people that listen over at Fred Pierce Studio Drum Shop. I know we got Mazingo people. I know we got Fazio Frets and Friends people, Guitar Center, other music stores listening. This could be a challenge amongst you guys to come together and see who's really going to step up the most.
Yeah, and this is really important to these young people. It lets them know that their community cares about their music education. It's a great opportunity for Play It Forward, and it's a great opportunity for anybody. And listen, we want, you know, I want nice pieces that match. We don't want to mix and match everything. I mean, they deserve to have what these other schools that have a higher budget have. They're valued for that. So it's a project that we're working on, and we're also looking for choral risers. I didn't really know what those were for a second, but I figured
Isn't
it out.
Isn't that Jimmy Buffett's band?
Coral Risers?
It's Coral Reefer. Never mind.
Different kind of coral.
Different right. kind of reefer.
Okay. With you. Tara. Very funny. Good job. So if people want to help out, and I hope you do, they can reach out to you through the website at playitforwardstl.org, right?
Yeah, and there's a GoFundMe link on there now that we're encouraging. Listen, if everybody listening just puts in $5, we can have this by the end of the night. I mean, it's so easy. We're not asking for a lot of money.
All right.
We never do.
We'll do it, and you're going to call us tomorrow and say, guess what? We got our money.
That would be super cool. PlayForwardSTL.org. And we have, we'll be with Mardi Gras on just January 24th at the Soulard Park under the big Budweiser tent. We'll be doing some kid activities with the Mardi Gras folks. They call it the Winter Carnival Festival. So that's kind of our next event.
All right, let's turn some folks on to some music, shall we?
Yes. You know, this is kind of a sad note. We want to talk about our dear friend Alvin Jett, who passed away on December 23rd.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was sad. It's really sad news. I have great memories of Alvin, as everybody does, but he certainly had the smile the size of Texas. I mean, that beautiful smile just knocked us on our feet. So we miss him already. Great bluesman, guitarist, grew up in East St. Louis, just recently moved to San Francisco, California, and his service was last night over there in Cahokia at a big Baptist church. It was beautiful. Things were said. Hugs were exchanged. So I thought
music
we'd spin
was
this.
Played too,
music
I'm
was
sure.
played. Kim Massey actually sang this song that Alvin had written. This song is actually written in 2009 on an album that was never released. So we've got some new stuff from Alvin Jett that was never released. And this track is called Wanna Go Home. Very appropriate.
Sometimes I sit back and think, how would it feel to be without love? How tragic and sad that would be. Not being able to share God's most perfect gift. I'm so glad you're here with me. I've been able to ease your weary mind. Everyone should have a place to go.
Alvin Jett, I assume that was with Fat Noise, wasn't that his band?
Absolutely, that Corey on the drums, Frank on the saxophone, and good old Matt Davis on the bass.
Yeah, I'm sad to hear the news about the passing of him, but certainly his music living on.
Yes, and I do believe that the family is working on have him being inducted into the Missouri Blues Museum opening this year.
I think it's a no-brainer.
I hope so. I hope they take him.
I'm sure they will. All right, we got time for one more. What are you going to share with us?
Well, this is new to the club. So our dear friend Randy Beeman, guitar player, singer, composer. He also plays in the band with our friend Lou Babenga. That I always have trouble pronouncing, but I think I got it this time.
Okay. Lou Babenga.
Babenga from a KL2 band. This is something new with Bannister Tarleton. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Sure.
Bannister.
No, it's good.
Anybody?
It's not the first time, Sam.
Okay,
you've had
leave
a little
me hanging out here.
With
whatever, guys.
Ouch.
I ask everyone to help me with that name. Anywho, this is a. A duo consists of Randy and Bannister, On drums is Peter Generous, who tours with Roy Clark. This band is called Oatmeal for the Foxhounds. You can catch them a lot in the springtime at all of our local wineries. And I thought this song was fun. It was different. We've never played it before. And it's called Bunghole.
And we've never actually said that on the air before. So, terrific.
I think it's actually Bungoli.
Bungole.
But Bunghole. Of the Ohio Bungolies, lovely family. No, now let us explain before you write to management that, according to your notes here, this was a song that was commissioned by a winery for them to write. And the bunghole, I think, is actually where the cork goes in the barrel.
You were wise
of
beyond.
Of a wine barrel.
Can we stop saying it now, though?
Bunghole, bunghole,
well, that's
bunghole.
What it's called.
Okay.
Embrace it.
All right.
Embrace the bunghole. All right, we're going to go out with that.
It's a great track.
As we probably should. All right, playitforwardstl.org. Let's get those drums for those kids by tomorrow. Come on, get in on this, peeps.
Yeah.
Sam, always a pleasure. Thanks, honey.
Thank you, sir.
The bunghole bop, shaking it while they walk. Everybody's doing the bunghole bop. Everybody's doing the bunghole bop. 24/7 around the clock. Everybody's doing the bunghole bop. Everybody clap your hands. Now reach for the top. Rub your belly.
All right, 141, that's Thursday Club, the music club. All right, let's go out to the roadways. Ed Smear and watch the traffic at 141.